What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
You know what? That
talking about what's ever
I think that is a much better name.
I think we're gonna have
it's pretty
to.
Good.
Am I even on?
You yes, never even thought on. About that? Flipped off?
No, I didn't. Like, I think initially, like, some of the ideas I had for the name of the show was, like, the Flip-odcast, like,
yeah.
Pod and Flip-od.
I actually put up on my overdose. You guys came over and did a
oh, you didn't put that up, did you?
I did.
Wait,
you
what is it?
Dick.
Do you remember this?
Of course I remember. That was awful.
It's the worst.
I know. Why would you do that?
What, the
you
song?
Had sound effects.
It's
you had the song.
It's
flip. Da-da-da-da. It's flip. Yeah. You should put that out as like a for 100 episode bonus.
Hi, What's for Dinner listeners. It's officially going to be called Flipped Off.
Well, that takes us. I have to buy a whole new domain name. Then it's Jew and me. It's like, well, I already spent money for the What's for Dinner name. Maybe. I don't know. Flipped Off. God damn, that's a good name.
I find it hard to believe you wouldn't think of flipping out or flipping
out. All of those seem so obvious. Like, hey, the flip side. Oh, flipping out.
Flipped off isn't quite as obvious.
It's not quite as obvious.
If I would have got to flipping out or flip out, I would have jumped to flip off.
Flipped off.
Well, maybe we will, in time, change the name.
Is this the show?
You're on. What?
Is this the show?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh,
we should probably tell everybody who this mystery voice is.
I think people know
think
this voice by now.
I think I'm a fourth time appearance.
You're the Four Timers Club?
Are
you up there now?
I'm like in the SNL Alec Baldwin
We should have a live
I think the
feed.
Only person more than you at this point is...
Steve Martin.
Yes, Steve Martin.
If you
and
say
Tom.
Darren Carter, I'm going to jump up and down.
I was going to say Tom Hanks.
No. Darren Carter is still beating me?
Maybe by one.
He's always one ahead of me. Can I come back next week?
Just stay here. We'll record two in a row.
Okay. Let's split this up into two. I only do 20 minutes now. It's in my writer.
Just to have the XD same amount of appearances.
If we had a live feed, I want people to guess who we
You're
who
so
is.
Competitive.
It's so funny. You and I never bug each other to be on each other's podcast. We just get to each other.
Well, I think the like
right?
Well, because we want to mix it up with who
sure,
we have
of course.
On, right? Yeah.
But I do but think it's out of convenience sometimes.
It's definitely out of convenience.
Because we live four streets away from each other.
By the way, it's Patrick Melton, everybody.
Yay!
Hi!
I know. Well, I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten the call just like or the text like an hour before. Hey, Flip, somebody dropped out. You want to come over and do a podcast in 40 minutes?
Do you know what I find really disconcerting about your schedule?
What's that?
You have one. I mean, I'll text you at noon, which most comics in this city... If I text you at 10 a.m., you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I text at noon, and I'm like, hey, you want to do a podcast at 3? And you're just like, I got a thing at 2:30, and I got a thing at 4, if we can do it in an hour.
I got shit to do.
You don't realize that's just him jacking off.
Yeah,
hobos.
What are you doing during the day? I feel like you're pantsless with an iPad most of the time.
Yep.
Yeah, but that number one, that's still a lot to do in the day.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, every day it's you go. Oh, I got a thing. I got another.
Well, sometimes I just don't want to do it.
Today I discovered you're shuffling me out of here and Eddie in here for another show, just like a common
spoiler alert.
Next week's going to be Eddie F.
Hua House.
Thanks, Patrick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you only do one a week?
Yeah.
I've never seen that done before. nobody likes onions three times a week.
Well, you
except
make
except when it's not.
Well, first of all, you can't compare the two shows. You're a professional
podcast.
You are. You got your own studio. You got this great setup.
I just have a house where I'm lonely, so I build fun rooms.
But it's a professional fun room. And then you come here, and it's like our living room with my makeshift shit set up.
Good
point. Hey, speaking of fun, since last year we did Super Bowl party at your house, we're thinking of doing Super Bowl party here.
Well, guess what?
Yes.
Too late.
Damn it.
Are you having a Super Bowl party?
I am having a Super Bowl party, but it's more than just that. We're having comics over, and it's also the end of this thing we're doing called NLO Week, Nobody Likes Onions Week, where we're having fans in. We're having fans in from New Zealand. We're having fans in from the UK, from Canada, from all over the US. We're having fans for the first time from Bulgaria.
What?
So we're having a ton of fans come in on January 27th. We're going to do all this LA stuff. We're going to do Disneyland. Tour the stars homes.
Adorable.
All the eating places that I frequent.
And are they staying at your house?
No. A few of them are, who I know and are vetted. But also, we have a hotel deal, and we're doing our 1,000th live podcast.
Wow.
1 week from tomorrow night, or 2 weeks from tomorrow night.
That's fantastic.
Well, you'll be the first, and on the second is Super Bowl night. I'm throwing a Super Bowl party at my house. I'm going to give out my address. All my fans can come. So all the fans are invited, and I would love for you guys to come, and tons of other comedians are going to be there, and it'll be a shitstorm.
If I am in town, I definitely will.
Oh, now, a minute ago, you were going to invite me to your party.
No. She brought that up. There's a potential big gig that I'm waiting to hear about that might fall on that, because I actually have in my calendar the NLO live show on the 31st as well.
Well, guess what?
What?
And this is, and I've talked to you about this. This is horrifying. It's 2 weeks from tonight is our big stand-up show, and 2 weeks from tomorrow night is our big 1,000th live show.
Wee.
I don't have venues for either one of those things. And normally I wouldn't it is L.A. I'll find a place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not going to be an issue in Los Angeles. However, did I drop the ball on this one? I really I've been so busy. I've been traveling.
Well, you know, sometimes those last minute things are when everything comes together perfectly.
I got it, but that's on the plate for today.
To find a venue?
Yeah, but I mean,
where are you looking?
2 weeks out is pretty.
That's
pretty tight, to be honest. If a place has entertainment, they know the entertainment they're having in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
surely. You know what I mean?
Maybe you can find a restaurant.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna find the back of a cheesecake factory.
A place called Complete Actors Space in Sherman Oaks. It's got a big stage.
I want a bar. I mean, this has to be a bar. It's a party.
I think it should be appropriate. It should be appropriate for what NLO is. So it should be at a laundromat or a car wash.
Okay, well, that seems weird, and I don't know how that fits in or the
because the show is filthy.
Okay,
and it needs to be cleaned.
Then it shouldn't it just be something that's dirty?
No, it should be clean. Laundromat, car wash. Or the inside of Alley.
I don't have time for a theme. Okay? I'm just trying to. But yeah, people are like, oh, why don't you just get a little black box theater? So, no, it has to be. There has to be drinks, and there has to be a bar, and there has to be music.
Right.
I mean.
What about.
I'm not trying to put on a show.
What about trying to find a club and rent out the room?
I could care less about comics. And I don't even have anybody booked. But that's not even
that's not going to be a problem.
4 days before, you just go, who's in town this Friday? You want to do a show?
Pretty much.
And then three people show up. So,
like the time that I went to do this.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
It's just this city is a different, and I don't mean to turn this into bitching about what's wrong with my podcast cast, but this city's really a weird animal when it comes to this business.
As far as getting people
out?
You
don't know what you're going to have.
Well, yeah, it's a crapshoot. All the time. Man.
Well, I'm depressed.
Well, let's talk about better things. Where have you been? Where have you been traveling?
I just got back from Texas.
El Paso?
No, San Antonio.
Is that River Center?
Oh, yeah. Killing it down there at the River Center.
Nice.
This is the only club I've ever seen in a mall that can't get people in. You're in a mall.
Yeah.
I imagine one of the big reasons for having a comedy club in a mall is the foot traffic and the ability to get people in.
So, not a lot of people there?
On Thursday and Sunday. Thursday they had 21, and they did it in the bar.
Oh, that outside bar. Remember that? Yeah.
And then Sunday night they had like 11.
Eesh.
And five of them were there for my podcast. it was just like, what?
Okay, what about Friday, Saturday?
Friday and Saturday they did the main room. The biggest show had maybe 150.
It's not bad, I guess.
And you were headlining?
Yeah, I was headlining. But they're not, they don't have one person, no media. I didn't do radio or TV anywhere. They had no person, like, walking the mall, giving out tickets. Why don't you comp everything and sell food and beverage? I don't get money. It's like they were just like, nah, fuck it, man.
We don't need this money shit.
And then one of the guy who was opening, the MC, told me that they use that as a tax write-off for the other club.
They use what?
For the LOL Comedy Club? Have you ever worked that one?
No. That's all. Is that in San Antonio, too?
Yeah, and the same owner.
In the same town?
In the same town. And it's always way more full. It's in a better area, I guess.
Well, the River Center is still like right across the street from the Alamo?
Yeah, and it's all touristy. It's on the Riverwalk and all that stuff.
The actual Alamo,
yeah. Actually, I was there. Yeah, I worked that club like a month after 9/11.
The Alamo is one of the nicer Taco Bells I've been to.
I know it's kind of what you think of the Alamo, it's like not, it's going to be this standalone landmark. It literally is in a mall. They built a mall around the Alamo. You walk out and there's like gaps and...
It's not even that tall. It's low walls.
But what I want to know is there a basement in the Alamo?
No.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
No. You're going to have to look for your bike somewhere else, Pee-wee.
Oh, he knew it.
We all
knew we all grew up with that shit.
Well.
Okay, so you're in San Antonio. And where
and it
else?
It was miserable.
Or have you had any good road experience?
No.
Why do I bring you on the show,
man? Just a bitch.
You're a bitch. You're a.
You like it, though. You like it, you little bitch.
I like our banter.
No, why? Well, things don't have to go well. You know, not everybody's doing good out there.
But there's got to be good things.
No, you're on fire. You're working all these clubs all over the world. I occasionally get thrown a headlining gig.
Yeah, but
I refuse to do feature gigs anymore, so I just don't work.
Well, that's stubborn.
Well, it seems stubborn, but I'm not flying across the country for $600 anymore. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, but
Daddy's got a whole new gig over here in L.A.
Well, okay, but you were talking to me about, I might, you know, have a little more road work, but you got this BitCurrency thing going down, and you don't even need to work.
Apparently. Yeah, I'm
going to
be a billionaire.
Like a...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Like a real billionaire.
You talked about the BitCurrency with us?
It's coming.
But, that's smart.
Oh, Bitcoins? Yeah.
The Bitcoin thing. Yeah, I still don't understand how this works.
I don't know why you're not buying every week.
Because...
At least $20 worth.
We have silver.
That's going down.
Well, it'll eventually go
back
up. Things go up and down. That has real wealth to
Bitcoin
it.
Bitcoin just goes up. Yeah, it's... yeah, everybody hates it. Everybody doesn't believe in it. That's fine. I'll be one of the new kings.
So in Bitcoin currency, what? Give me a rough estimate of how much you have.
I would never tell anybody how much I have. That seems insane.
Do you have over $1,000 worth of Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. What am I, 9? Yeah, of course. I mean, this is baby talk. I've spent $900 in the past week. You know, it lets you buy... Now that I got in when it was like $90. And now
for what?
It's $800.
$90 for what?
For a Bitcoin.
Per?
Yeah.
So how could you tell me to buy $20 worth if it's $800 for one?
Because it's digital, so you can buy .000004 if you want.
Who came up with that idea?
What do you mean, who came up with that? If you want a pack of gum, it doesn't cost exactly $1.
No, I mean, who came up with bitcoins? Like, who was like, hey, you know what would be great?
Nobody
imaginary
knows. That's
money.
The beauty of it. No
imaginary
banks run
money.
It. Nobody's. It's not imaginary. It's real. If people are trading for it. There's a
it's
dealership.
All about, it's all about what people
Newport
will pay
Beach
for.
Just
it's the
sold
same
a
thing
Tesla
regular
for Bitcoin.
Cash.
You know what?
Newport
I
Beach,
a, I
Lamborghini
a,
just sold a Tesla for Bitcoin.
I don't know if you realize.
Really?
But
yep.
Jesus.
Overstock.com takes Bitcoin. Just started last week.
I don't know
it's
if
a
you
real
guys
thing.
realize, but toenails are worth a shit ton. And I
See?
Have a huge collection of
this
toenails.
This is what dumb girls do. They just run their dumb girl brains.
They
can't even. I don't have to pay for anything or worry about money, so I just make fun of money I don't understand.
I'm just saying that it's the same idea.
Wow.
No,
now,
just,
part, now part, wait,
heart.
Wait, hold on. I got to tell you,
this
part
is my
of
attack
me,
on women.
Part of me is like a peacock right now. I'm like flucking my feathers like, hey, that's my wife you're talking to. But the other part of me is going, well, he's got a point.
Yeah, everything
no,
I say
all
is
I'm
backed
saying,
in logic.
All I'm saying is that it's the same kind of an idea. It's whatever anybody chooses to create wealth around. If
no,
you
that's,
say,
I mean.
If you say, hey, this is now worth money because you'll give me a piece of bread for it.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. Nobody would want that.
But it's the same idea with a Bitcoin. Like, who
no,
came
it's not.
With, whoever sat there and went, you know what? We can't trade. We don't have an ability to have real monetary exchange going on. So let's go ahead and just call this digital number. It's basically what banks do. It's like, hey, you have this amount of money with this number.
I like how you guys call me and ask me about Bitcoin, then you tell me what it is completely wrongly.
Oh no! I was just.
Oh, I'm not
going
to pretend to know.
I'm just
no,
making
no,
the
it's,
joke that it can be. It can,
no, it's not
give.
Though. It's not though because it's a secure thing. Anybody could just manufacture those or fake purses or fake whatever. That's not reliable or decentralized money. Bitcoin's not controlled by anybody. Nobody can create them. Nobody can counterfeit them. Nobody can make more or less of them.
It's just it's like a program that just keeps adding to itself.
Yeah, it's
right?
Math. So by the year. Until the year 2140, bitcoins will be generated, and at that point, they won't be made anymore, but they'll be halved. How many are made every 10 minutes? Gets cut in half every 4 years. So in 2009, when they were launched, 50 were made every 10 minutes. Now, in 2012, that was cut in half to 25 every 10 minutes. In 2016, only 12 and a half will be made every 10 minutes.
And then so, 6 1/4.
So within
then,
the next 10 to 15 years, it was harsh when I snapped at her, and I do apologize. I was trying to go for comedy.
and so was I. You want to buy my toenails?
No, that's not different.
By the way, you can tell she's very upset about it as she puts her mascara on, hardly listening.
Just making a joke.
And why? And I love how we sit here and think it, like it's acceptable for a woman to just paint her face on to go about her day.
You don't.
And this hour on bashing women and the thought process.
It's so fake with their push-up bras and their faces.
I know. So well, at least just, you did get to see what
not even
like.
What you
and
look
you're
like.
Single. Are you still single?
No,
with that attitude,
I do fine. Don't worry about
do
me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
With that first,
yeah.
He got to see what I looked like in the regular.
You don't think I date? You don't think I do okay with the ladies?
Define okay.
I don't know what you think that means. I've probably swam in more pussy than you've ever dreamt about. Yep.
Are you guys going to have the pussy battle?
Yep.
Back in the single
How many Pringles of pussy have you? Pringles?
Yeah. It's like a Pringle can of pussy.
I sound like a pro.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
No, I put my penis. I've had a girl.
And you geschmoigled a lot of women?
Yeah, I have too.
I put my Jimmy Jam on the flip-flop once or twice.
I've had women way the hell out of my league.
So have I. Who has it? We're
fine. Yeah, but the women out of your league, in comparison, would be the women just in my league.
Ouch.
Let's look at you and me and
First
see.
First of all, I don't like how you walk around strutting like you're some Adonis.
Oh, I've never said I was an Adonis.
I think we're both fine from the neck up. Neither one of us have a body girls are dreaming about, Flip.
Well, if women are attracted to a man with the physique of
you just
ET,
like hanging out with me because you look in shape.
So much better next to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You were going to work out for the new year, then you're just like, no,
I'll
hang
just
out
stand
with
next
Patrick
to Patrick.
More. Yeah. My new headshots are next to Patrick. That's fucked up. Oh, God. No, it's...
Well, are you seeing somebody now?
I see a lot of people, man.
Who are you seeing now? Give me.
Why? I would never.
Why are you putting trying
to read? Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know, because whenever I'm on
like
your show, you make me feel awkward.
I don't go like, so when was the last time you cheated on your wife?
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
No, oh, you know.
One time in here, you tried to tell me how you could.
That's what we talked about is how.
Right, and I didn't want to be part of that. You guys kept dragging me into it. So don't pretend like I drag you over and put you on the spot.
You actually
you come
asked
in here
me
and be like,
I
so
remember.
Who are you?
You actually asked me if I remember correctly.
If I asked you what?
You asked me about the feeling of if he ever did anything with anybody else. So I didn't drag.
Yeah,
you
but
into
I didn't.
It.
I didn't want to be brought into your whole arrangement that you guys had that he could.
Well,
that's why we brought you here
this
today, Patrick. The recorder's not even on. We just want to get
shut
you drunk.
Experience that's going on in this room.
Oh, I don't keep my eyes shut.
Oh God.
Okay. So
All I'm saying is it's horrible to bring a guy on and be like, so you dating anybody? It's like, what if I got three girls I'm juggling? That's horrible to do to me.
So you have three girls you're juggling?
No, but I'm just not three, but what are you saying? You know, what are you doing to me here? You know,
number one, they would
never
listen to this.
No, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course, nobody listens.
What do you have
to
download wise here on Flipped Out?
Flipped Out. Why don't we call it that, Flip?
I might run with it.
You know what? You should just get like
you
a sticker.
You should change the name every week.
You should get a sticker.
That would be amazing. If no one could ever find the show because you literally change the name weekly.
The worst marketing ever.
It's amazing.
What's the name of your podcast? I don't know this week.
Yeah.
That's actually
the name. I don't know this week.
I don't know this week.
Pick.
Yeah.
They'll come on.
We're
like,
brainstorming
on
here, man.
This
is how good
big.
Ideas come.
And go.
At
Are
least
you going
somebody
up?
Here comes. No, I was kidding. I was trying to make a joke.
I always
like,
come.
I feel like this is just absurd.
Yeah, I know. Well, welcome to our life.
Do you want
to
leave? I'll leave.
No.
So you two can be alone.
No. Oh, look at the cute little bong. I didn't even see that.
Do you want to hit that cute little bong?
On the show, you guys do marijuana?
I don't.
You Flip doesn't
You're
smoke patient. During the day.
I don't
no,
smoke at all.
He doesn't smoke at all anymore. He stopped.
You quit smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
He eats
when did
weed.
This develop? New Year?
He eats
weed. Probably
oh,
about 2.5-3 weeks
no,
ago.
I remember you saying you were going to do that.
He's an eater.
So
not
you're
just
only doing edibles. See,
if
I
do
enjoy
anything.
Enjoy edibles.
You don't?
Yeah, because they're unpredictable.
See, for me, it's just, well, I can't smoke anymore because I have asthma, and it's just not worth it. I would like, my lungs would congest. So if I ever want to just relax, whatever, I'll have a little bit of an edible at night.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's that now? What's that doing to your lifestyle?
Nothing. I do it at night when I'm about to go to bed. All it does is help me sleep well.
You're done with getting high for fun?
Yeah, yeah.
You're done standing around at the Comedy Store and smoking a joint with the boys?
I never go to the Comedy Store.
I mean the Improv.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't smoke anymore. Just not worth it.
That just seems insane.
Yeah.
Too much.
She smokes enough for all of us. By all of us, I literally mean every person in existence.
Yeah, I think I'm going to quit for like a day and see what that does.
For a day?
Yeah.
Oh, you are strong.
Just for Lent.
Have you smoked today yet?
Yes. I couldn't remember and then I did. Yeah, okay, first of all, calm down. You know,
Allison is very eager.
Women love to have a chore to do. That's what I've always said.
Have you ever lived with a woman, Patrick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many?
Three.
What was the longest that you lived together?
8 months.
8 months.
Yeah.
That's enough to know who the person
is. No,
a
year. A year.
Oh, a year? Okay.
A little over a year, actually. Yeah.
Was that out here or back in Florida?
Out here.
And I'm not going to ask who wrote who, but for you, what do you think was the worst thing about living with a woman?
Their inability to, and again, inability sounds demeaning. So, unwillingness to just, you know, I have always said about putting the toilet seat down, like, fuck you. When I go in there, I have to put it down, or when I go in there, I have to put it up. Then you come in, you put it down. I go in, I put it up. You go in, you put it down. Not I go in, I put it up, pee, put it down. You go in, do nothing because you're a princess. Everyone has one chore to do when they go in. Put it up or down the way they like it, and then we're done. And that's even.
Do I ever give you a problem?
Then I was faced with the argument of, well, at night if I go in there and sit on the toilet and don't turn the light on and the seat's up, I plop down into the toilet.
Have you done that?
Not pleasant. No, not me.
Oh, but
her saying that. I'm a man, so I logically look and make sure the seat's where I want the. You know what I mean?
Right.
It never even crosses my mind that I just. Everything's prepared for me because I'm a lady. Rock! They make a bird noise sometimes.
And that's what.
But I said, you know what? Yeah, since your brain doesn't work as well as mine, you can't function and look to see if a seat's up or down, I will accommodate you by putting the seat. And I did that. And that's like a ancient joke, you know, but about men and women
right.
and living together and being trained and all this shit. But if you love somebody, you should be courteous to them. And if you can't easily do something, if you can easily do something to make their life better, I believe you should. Especially if it's just a habit, you can switch.
But
women will never, ever.
I might have agreed with you, but she has been very good lately.
Let me just say,
talking about the toilet. I'm talking about like changing and bending.
I'm just saying this. I've never lived with a woman, or even been to a woman's house where they put the caps on shit. Have you noticed this phenomenon?
Yeah, she's that habit.
Where are they all raised where you don't cap shit? From toothpaste to bottled water. I mean, you have cats knocking shit over, and your cap just goes, blink, blink, blink. If that was screwed on like it's supposed to be, where does this start in women where caps and lids don't become a factor anymore? You do know what I'm talking about. Like, nothing gets quite put on tight or the... You know what I'm saying?
Honey,
everyone's
you know
leaving
that
the nacho
like,
cheese
last
out.
Night, she makes a wonderful dinner, but you leave the caps off the spices and the salt, and I end
Loose.
Up having to.
And if you knock them over or spill them, or even
I
go to lift them up,
sometimes.
If you go to lift
about...
it up by the cap, it'll just fall.
No, you're talking about one instance of the fact matter that I was sick. I cooked us a meal.
No, you do that a couple times.
There's
a
gene
the
in women that doesn't let them tighten tops.
No, he's talking only about one kind of top that I don't tighten, and that's spices.
But he does say he did
because
say cap.
I'm touching things with my
toothpaste.
Toothpaste. We have like the flip lid thing. So
does it ever? Okay, but do they flip it? And then, because there's two.
I seal everything.
There's two motions.
She shuts up.
There's flipping it closed, and then there's the final. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
this one
flipping
is just
a clip. No,
it doesn't have a clip.
It has to click at the end.
It doesn't. Ours don't click.
I will bet you money on it.
Go in there and check it out.
There's no cap that just willy nilly flips loose.
No, it's not loose like that. But you shut it. There's no like. It just goes.
It has to at the end go.
It does click.
Does it click?
It has to. Design wise, think about it, or it just be.
No, but the
okay flip. I've seen toothpaste. One of us doesn't brush.
Oh, please. How many cavities have you had in your life?
All of them. I mean, brutal.
You know how many I've had?
I don't take care of my teeth.
Two of you back to your corners.
No, I don't take care of my teeth. You win that
one. I don't brush.
I don't. I don't floss. I have four root canals. I'm the worst. And I have no insurance.
Four root canals.
Killing.
I brush one time a day, and I have my whole life. I never floss. I've had no cavities.
I brush like once a week.
Yeah.
I eat candy before I go to bed.
I chew sugar-free gum. I use Listerine three times a day. You eat candy
before bed? I literally
eat candy
before bed. I don't brush
my
teeth before
bed. Like, it's the,
I cannot brush my teeth before bed, and I never have. I always brush my teeth only when I wake up.
Oh, I hate that.
It's a bacteria farm.
I
brush Listerine before bed, and I Listerine before when I wake up.
I've never had any cavities.
Which is weird. I won't brush every day.
What? Brushing is
so weird.
Takes a minute at the most.
I always have
a
fresh mouth.
He's saying that he's had no cavities before, and he does all this work. I've had no cavities, and I've done no work. So what does that tell you? Does it say that when you don't take care of your teeth that you're going to get a bunch of cavities?
You have good teeth genetics. Everybody in my family has had cavities except me.
This has been a hostile show. I've been hostile this show, and I apologize.
Bit.
I know. You got to chill out, man. You're bringing out the
worst.
Well,
you asked me what I hate about living with a woman, and I just
know.
Saying.
Then suddenly this turned to a divorce with me and Allison.
Well, that's,
you never leave the fucking lids
let's
on the
Let's be honest. This problem's been brewing
after
for months.
After I just slave and make you a beautiful meal, of
You
course.
Do make a wonderful
This problem's
meal.
Been brewing for years.
That's it. See, Allie and I have a good system. She makes a wonderful dinner, and then I do all the dishes.
What's for dinner?
Last night we had
flipped off
ranch baked chicken.
Okay,
with,
stop showing off with your cooking.
And the other day I made slow cooker cheese stuffed meatballs and spaghetti that was
See,
out
that's
of this
not
world.
Healthy though.
Not healthy at all, but goddamn,
no,
was it good.
Last night we had spinach.
It sounds, I don't even know if those things go together.
We had
Cheesy
spinach and chicken last night. We had spinach and chicken last night, so I do healthy.
I don't do spinach.
Oh,
we
spinach.
Do spinach. Spinach with
Papa, dude. How could you not love spinach?
You're wearing a
Papa.
SpaghettiOs T-shirt.
I know.
So you know about nutrition.
What kind of pot do you want to smoke, by the way?
All of it.
Do you want to smoke something really uppity?
Yeah, man. I like up black people stuff.
Why are you so uppity,
you
want to
smoke some uppity?
Why are you
so
uppity?
Give me some of that hood shit.
All right, man.
I think I have to stop smoking, too, though. Do you breathe a lot better?
Totally.
How quick did that happen?
Because
I will
days.
Notice if I go out of town for a week... I'm breathing better, and I look. I mean,
You're not
we can
breathing in small.
We can pretend that it's better than cigarette smoke all we want, but
it's still.
You
smoke.
See how dirty your bong gets? It's
anything
like that shit
burn,
is getting in your lungs.
Anything yeah. that you burn, you're combusting and you're creating smoke.
So
it's
why
not
don't
good for you.
So
vaporize.
Why didn't you switch to vapor?
Just because my asthma can be so severe sometimes that one little hit of anything, one deep breath of anything except air
will give you an
will
attack.
Cause my lungs to constrict. It'll
You're
be
so old.
It's not old. It's asthma, man.
Would
I had it when
rather,
I was a kid. It was gone for years, and then it came back in my early 30s. And
would
the
you
doctor
rather, instead of a bong, would you rather me vaporize this for you?
See, my problem is I've never found a vapor. I've listeners of my podcast have sent me vaporizers. I can't get one that works reliably.
Oh, do you want to try one that works reliably?
Oh, come on.
It's up to you.
Try the new Vapor 2000.
Which one is this one? I've done all your vapes, I think.
The one in the corner? The actual
you
hose?
You keep a vape in the corner?
Well, it's by my chair so that it's accessible.
That's my vape in the
See,
corner.
Her chair is by the air conditioning and the vapor. Mine's by great best view of the TV, and I got my remote there.
I'm in your chair.
You're in my chair, yeah.
I remember when you got these.
They're great chairs.
You were like, look at these chairs.
We were like, we're trying to catch up to how awesome your house
no,
is.
No, I got to get a new one. I have a leather chair that is, we're jumping topics so much. No, I'll just do that. I don't want you to put yourself out. But can you recommend a vaporizer that'll work reliably?
Well,
we
could talk vape later.
Okay.
Like, I want to hear more about you.
Okay.
I want to hear about more.
So where did you get these?
Ashley Furniture.
Well, because I got to go get... I need a chair.
Go to Ashley
what you
Furniture.
Do. You got to go to the buy one, get one free recliner sale.
They,
I don't need,
honey,
I don't
they
have
that like... They, we happen to go there on the day.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have it every holiday, okay? So don't,
first of
don't,
all...
Don't come at me
I'm
like
sell
you think
this,
you know what you're talking about.
I'm
going to
sell this
every...
right now. I don't need two. I just need one.
Well, that,
but if you get one free...
Then you sell the one, and you make out like a bandit.
That's true,
there you
too.
Go.
Anyway.
But anywho, so where are you off to next on the road?
I'm trying to talk about my broken chair.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Where am I off to next? I have nothing.
You got nothing?
I have nothing.
You have no road work coming up at all?
My calendar is empty.
Real? Do you want to come on the road?
Yeah.
Okay, I wish I had some gigs I could get.
Yeah.
If I have
some. I'm not stupid. I know you have an opener.
It's true. Although I did do a gig last year that they said, hey, do you want to bring Alice? And I was like, no.
Every once in a while, you need some alone time.
Need a break.
God. Hey, man, get him out of here. I need the bed to myself.
We're about to have a lot of alone time.
I know. Awesome.
Where are you going?
Next week, I'm going to Missouri. And then I got
Missouri.
Then I have a possible gig that'll take me about 2 weeks out. But I don't want to jinx that by talking about it. And then going to Sweden in February.
Oh, yeah. Without me again. You know, I would be your best opener in Sweden.
I didn't put this one together.
Well, guess what? Too late.
By the way,
I know
that's
it's too late.
Friendship over.
Oh, don't say that.
What is this now?
On the bottom of the lighter is an ash masher. So you don't
okay,
have to
Allison
put your
is now explaining to Patrick how to smoke a bomb.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling him about the ash masher.
Like, I don't have a holster.
There's an ash masher.
So, Eddie Eft, big gift for your show next week. It's going to be great.
Eddie Eft on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
He'll probably be a good guest. He won't ramble and rumble.
Well, I know that. I know your MO. I know this is what you were going to do, so I was prepared for
why?
Just.
See, I don't like that. It makes it sound like you don't enjoy it, what I do.
No, it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's just I know that there's going to be so many non sequiturs and tangents when you come over.
What do you want to focus on? Because I'd like to drill in and dial down what's for dinner style right now.
You want to go with you want to go WFD?
Yeah, I'd like to.
You
get to the heart of the matter.
The heart of the matter is this, Patrick, okay? It's to tell me about your chair.
It's been broken, and I broke it. And I need a new one because it's not comfortable. You know, it's comfortable for about 30 minutes. Then it really starts, you know, your body isn't made to be in an S weird ass dip that it. In a chair, in a man, nay, a pretending to be a man person with tools could probably flip it over
and
rip
fix
off
it.
that little film they put, you know, on the bottom of chairs, like mm-hmm. between, you know, to hide the wood.
And why don't you do that?
And probably go buy the wood needed to shimmy up, shore up the strength of whatever broke in there.
And you don't do that. Why?
I got Netflix, man. And
well,
stuff
then use your Bitcoin and pay for a carpenter.
Look, can I do this? Is this going to work?
Patrick is laying the mic on his chest while he's
between
about
my
to hit the
tits.
Your Molly ring.
Are you in town on the 25th?
No.
Oh, good. I didn't have anything. I just want to make sure.
So wait. So back to this. So have you just not been pursuing road work? Are you getting that lazy?
Let me tell you something. I'm not. No, I haven't been. But nobody gets back to you. And I'm just not going to do
that.
We got to
be persistent.
Yeah,
man.
And I'm not doing that anymore. It's like, eh.
Then you're not going to work, man.
I don't care. I don't need to.
Then you're. What do you mean you don't care? Are you a comic or not?
I'll headline 10 times a year somewhere. And I'll take a couple feature gigs that people want to throw me and go work with friends. But I have my podcast. I go do shows all over the world, stand-up shows and podcast shows.
But so you're
and
just not
my own audience.
You're just not hungry for road work anymore.
I am. I would love to be on the road 40 weeks a year.
Well, it's not.
But I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do what I have to do to do that. It's not worth it for me. It's not worth it for me to fucking sit there and send an email to the same guy, the same email every week with a. It's like I don't need to do that shit. I've got the clubs that work me and they like me. And every once in a while, I'll get into a new one through somebody else. And that's what I'll take. It's just, I don't need it.
So,
I don't need that. Because it's depressing to me to fucking see the people working at these clubs. And
yeah, but
then
if you look at it that way as being something depressing, it's going to be. But
yeah,
if you
but
look at it as more of like
with them and
motivation and
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, but I'm not going to argue. Yeah, I'll get in when I get in. I'm not going to like try to prove myself to like some asshole who doesn't know comedy. You know what I mean? This guy does comedy on stage with jean shorts. And you're not going to hire me? Get the fuck out of here.
Wait, who does jean shorts?
Just a guy.
Well, you know what? There's no accounting for taste. But if you want the work,
I'm working how much I want to grow.
Like that's the other thing.
He doesn't want to.
I don't need
to
it right
people.
Now. I'm doing stuff around LA. I'm doing Comedy Central shit all the time. Like trying to get into every one of their shows. I'm trying to bust into late night here. I'm trying to do shit here. I'm trying to get into more local shows and just focus around here this year. I don't need it.
Well, it's fine.
It's stressful to me to go fucking work somewhere for $600, and I'm not doing that anymore. I don't need that shit.
I'm doing it next week.
But I'm not spending $500 on a flight, getting my own hotel because their condo shit doesn't have Wi-Fi.
It's investment.
Yeah, but I've done that for six years.
He's explaining how he feels.
It's just point counterpoint.
I can make that money sitting at home in my studio.
No, I totally understand. Look, if I could stay, trust me, there are things down the pipe for me and Allison this year. No detail, but if we can find a way to stay in town and only go out when we want to, not because we have to, I would love that. But that would not lessen my eagerness to get out there as much as I could.
If you told me you have a gig, I can do this. It's not about that. I love doing stand-up.
You just don't like the process of
yeah, I'm taking a break from fucking jumping through everyone's hoops because it's like I don't.
Doesn't feel good to do that.
And the reward for what the time I put out isn't good enough.
The reward.
So like, I started a Bitcoin podcast. Yeah, so I've devoted some of my time to that, which takes hours. But that podcast is already making. Fucking the money NLO was making in 2007. I've already monetized my other podcast. Like, I have this shit figured out with minimal effort, and I'm not going to, like, chase someone down to try to make them think I'm funny when it's like, in 2 years, I'll be there with somebody anyway, blow you away, and then I'll fucking be in anyway. Like, it'll happen.
Let me ask you this.
I smell what you're cooking.
Yeah, it's just like...
And don't get me wrong. I totally get what... Like Allison, I smell what you're cooking. I get it. Again, I'm playing counterpoint.
Let
me ask you this. What would you want to be remembered as? A podcast entrepreneur or a comic?
Both.
But for argument's sake, one or the other. So you want to be a stand-up. You want to be known as Patrick Melton stand-up, not Patrick Melton podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to quit stand-up.
It's gonna happen.
I can see a day
where
I quit.
What he wants, his
I desires. Can see a day where I stop podcasting and doing radio.
His desires,
but I don't
want to
stop stand.
When
I don't
they're ready
stop
to
this.
Happen,
I'm taking a break from that. All that shit.
From the bullshit of it.
From hassling bookers.
I got you.
Because you know what? Because there are people that you can email and get a gig with one email one time. So it's like I know I can work this club twice a year, and I know when I fucking email or text that guy, he's gonna go, "Here's some dates I got for you."
Okay.
I headline in Vegas, I headline in Tampa, I headline probably this year I'll start headlining for Renee Hart a little bit. She saw me at a Comedy Central thing in Fort Lauderdale, but she's like, yeah, I'll get you out in some off weeks and Tempe and stuff. So, I mean, I'm going to build those up a little bit every year. There's a club in New York that will give me like two nights headlining. So like... Boise. Like, I'll just build these networks of clubs where I'm headlining. At least I'm going to make $1,500 if I go there. And then if I sell merch, I'm going to make $2,500 if I really crush merch.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Okay, no, I've...
But I like doing the shows. I just don't like the stress of it. I can't do shows that cost me money anymore.
I totally get that.
Because I'm not that well
off.
How
long have you been... What year did you start doing comedy?
2003.
Okay, so you're still fairly new.
Sure. Well, I feel like you start to get respect when you pass the 10 years. And that's
if you can maintain after 10 years, yeah,
sure.
That's Seinfeld said it better.
So I've been doing it full time for 4. So I feel like I've crossed over the hump of like figuring shit out. So I don't feel like it's riskful. It's a risk for me to take.
When you have the podcast to basically subsidize everything, it's totally understandable. Like I keep telling Allison that, and maybe what. Get your opinion on this too.
She's quiet now. Oh, I was gonna.
Yeah. By the way, I like how you were holding the bong like a shaft.
Well, you know what? A listener sent me this dildo, and I put it on my suction cupped it to my desk, and it feels so just good to like sit there and throttle that thing around the whole show. It's so weird, but it just feels right. Can I do one more? Than
absolutely, yeah.
Because I have said to Allison,
you could do more than one more. We're just gonna, you hit it, and then I'll hit it, and then you'll hit it again.
Oh, that's just that hurts me watching.
Oh, you didn't have to save half the greens. What a gentleman! You could have taken all the greens. That's your
quarter.
Your
I always do that.
Well, then I'm gonna.
I've been telling Allison that she needs to get out and hit the open mics and hit the local scenes more.
I want to get her on my show to play. Are you here on the 25th?
I think so.
We're doing a marathon show. She's never been on one of those. She should come in.
You should go do that, honey.
I've been on your show without Flip.
She could just bring. She could bring her guitar and spend 2 hours. We could just. You know how marathon shows are. We got nothing to do. We're having a Satan worshiper. We're having a clown. We're having.
Oh, tell me it's a Satan worshiping clown.
No.
Oh, that would be great.
What
time? Hey kids, do you
we're
like?
Going 24 hours. We're going 24 hours, so you could come in at 3 a.m. if you want.
Maybe. Okay.
But no, I was Allison, and I've told you this. We've talked about it. You need to get out more in the local scene. Get
the
open mics. Get the stage time.
You know what part of it is living here in Burbank. It's so easy at 9 p.m. to go.
Yeah, I want to
start. Ah, fuck, the show's on it. The DVR's got this on it. Versus heading up to the improv. And let me tell you something. Every time I make myself do it, which is not nearly enough, I always meet somebody or run into somebody that will lead to a gig, mm-hmm. even if it's a spot around town or something.
Yep.
And I never regret. It always leads to something.
I was just there last night.
It always leads to something. Yeah. Even if you're just reconnecting with somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Exactly. I saw Nikki Glaser and Amy Schumer there last night. I hadn't seen them
when people
forever.
When people see your face, they remember. And then when they're thinking of a project or having you on a podcast, they'll go, oh, yeah, Flip was there last night. I'll text him. Whereas you might have not entered their mind again for months. You know,
no, it's true. That's half of it is networking.
But it's hard when you live here. I really think it's tough to get out of Burbank.
Well, the great thing about Burbank still is that there are some decent clubs in the area.
Oh, yeah. It depends on what you mean by decent.
Well, I mean clubs that give you stage time and you still see people. Like,
give you stage time.
Let's not get into this again. But yeah, but I know what you mean. It's like it's going over
everybody.
The hill.
FlappersBurbank.com.
But it's like, yeah, it's like
doesn't
going over the hill.
To my website at all. I own that.
Did you actually take FlappersBurbank.com?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm just going to go check out.
Yeah, that's why I said FlappersBurbank.com, everybody.
Because Flappers.com is their site, but it leads to both things. So you.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Well, then I just went to FlappersBurbank.com, and it's oh my, and it goes right to NLO.com. Wow. That's vindictive.
Well, I don't own NLO.com. I own
Nobody Links Onions. Sorry. That is pretty vindictive.
I didn't do it. Listener did.
Hey,
that's the thing. I can't control. I'm not control. I didn't do that. But Barbara Holiday, I know, just goes like, he's the guy stealing all my shit. But it's listeners who set that shit up. I couldn't undo that if I wanted to. I don't own the domain.
Do you know which one of your listeners do?
No, they just do shit.
But has she said something to you about that?
I had a Montreal edition there last year, and my
Wait,
manager
you
called
have an
me.
App?
Yeah, of course. What am I, a primitive comedian?
Wow.
Yeah, I have an app. Come
Wait,
on.
So you had a Montreal showcase there last year?
I had a Montreal showcase last year. My manager called me like 2 days before. He's like, yeah, I got a call from the manager of Flappers, Barbara, and she said you're one of three comics who's not allowed to perform there. And they had to move my audition to MI West Side, which was way better. You know what I mean? Like, oh, damn, I'm not in the Yoo-Hoo room or whatever, fags.
Well, I'm wondering who the other two comics are.
I don't know. Eddie F. might be one of them. Ask him because
really?
We were talking about it the other day. All Eddie and I do off mic is.
Wow, you have an app. I'm okay. Sorry.
Allie's like buried in her phone. I'm muting you,
hon. Don't mute me.
Oh my God, that's rude. Me neither.
You're muted. Okay, now you're unmuted.
That's pretty awesome that you have an app.
Okay.
She's a little far behind in the times.
Yeah. I'm actually working on a What's for Dinner app for you.
Are you really? You're going to call it Flipped Out?
It's actually called Flipped Off.
Flipped Off.
Yeah. It was denied from the Apple store because it was flipped off.
So you and Eddie effed when you're off mic.
All we do is make fun of Graham Elwood and...
What's wrong with Graham Elwood?
Oh, come on.
I love Graham.
I can't do it.
Why?
Because it's just not worth it.
Oh.
It's not worth the backlash.
You know what? There are... I don't know what it is, and I'm not trying to be a narcissistic or anything, but like... I don't have... There are very few comics that I ever have any issues with that I ever talk shit about.
I just... There's something about certain people that I sense a fakeness and just a lack of any genuine anything, and I can't get... We live in a city of it, mm-hmm. and everyone accepts it and looks the other way and tolerates it, and to my detriment, I can't. And if you're not real... I will fucking mention it because I can't make shit weird, and then we have a falling out.
So is that what you did to Graham?
That's why there's a constant flow of people out of my life. It's just like, I can't. I'm like on Tinder, just swiping them.
So what did you? No, did you have
Graham Elwood and I met through Doug. I've worked with Doug and. I met Graham then even back in Tampa when he came through with Doug. He started coming on my podcast. We had some good chemistry. He invited me on his podcast. I never went on it because he wanted me to record and produce his comedy album that he was releasing 2 years ago.
Okay.
And... Oh, this story. And so... Fine, I get it, and I was editing it, and we were working together, and everything was going great. He was shooting a music video for a song he was putting on the album called Palm Strike Dance Party, because he knows how to let bits go.
There are daggers in your eyes right now, man.
Well, like...
Like, there's a second I was looking at Patrick, I'm like, oh my god, he's really going somewhere deep right now.
I'll just tell you. So he says, can you come shoot? He knows I have a good camera, know what I'm doing. He's like, can you come shoot stills at the music video shoot? And it was inside of a karate dojo and had these dancers there that he had hired. And he was in a full fucking kimono, whatever, you know, karate outfit or whatever you call it. A gi, yeah. And, yeah, why didn't I know that? Gee.
David Gee.
So, we shoot, everything's fine. There's one of these dancers that is not like the others, you know what I mean? There's like four hot girls and there's this troll. And, all the dancers are like, hey, can you send us the photos? You know, they're stupid girls and they want their pictures. So I'm like, sure, as long as he doesn't have a problem. I've been really mean to girls today. So I said, sure, as long as Graham doesn't have a problem, I don't care. So I share a Dropbox out to all the girls.
Had you gotten Graham's permission?
Yeah. And a week later, I get an email from this girl, Angelie Jana. Oops. And...
I'm not editing that.
Yeah, it's with a J. Angelie.
Patrick Melton, everybody.
And an I on the end.
Did I get you an I?
A-N-J-E-L-I.
Is that what you said?
Jana, J-A-N-A.
Okay, so this girl.
And she's like, hey, you didn't send me the pictures. Is it because I'm not hot as the other girls? Da 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 da. And I was just like, swear to God. And I was like, whoa. It was so like presumptive. And I had sent it to all of them on Dropbox. Like, I'm sure it went their spam or some shit. And,
And so what happened? So did you write back going,
well, yeah, I just wrote back like, Jesus Christ, you know, like, what the fuck ever? And she's like, well, you da 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 da, and I did that photo shoot for free, and I didn't get paid at all, and I just demand the pictures from the shoot. That's standard. And I go, first of all, I don't fucking work. I didn't hire you, and I don't fucking work for Graham, and I don't have to do shit for you. and you have a fucking attitude, and now you're not getting the picture, stupid. And then she wrote Graham. And then I went on my show and just bashed the shit out of this girl. We found her real. It was fucking horrible. We just bashed the shit out of her.
Why is this sounding familiar?
Well, then we had a fan smear. She's like some tinge of something. I don't know what nationality she is. We had a fan smear.
This is so familiar. I think you told me about
this. We had a fan smear mustard all over his face and chest to match her tone. And then mimic her acting reel and put it on YouTube to far more hits than her actual reel, which I love when that happens, by the way. Like when the fans make up a fake Twitter and it gets like 10 times more followers than the real person. Oh God, that makes my heart sing.
Oh. This is I think I remember you showing me this on your show.
She goes apeshit. And she's sending all this shit to Graham, and Graham's like, get her the pictures, you know, stop fucking with her. And I'm like, I'm not stopping fucking with her. Like, there's nothing we're doing illegal. I called her a troll. I called her all this stuff. Cockroach. She looked like a cockroach. Her acting's bad. Her, she sucks. And he's like, you're saying all this shit? She could take you to court. I go, this is Los Angeles. It's a real lawsuit-heavy thing. I'm involved with you in this. He goes, she's threatening to sue. We got to stop. And I just go, Graham, she's not going to sue. And if she does, what am I going to sit there in court and be like, did you call her a troll? Did you say she was a... Yeah, yeah, I did. Said she was a troll, Your Honor. Can I go now? Like, that's not... There's no law!
You're going
there's
to
no
jail
law.
For 20 years.
These people who
Sticks
think,
and
like...
Stones.
These people think they have the right to never be offended. They think that's like a right they have.
Yeah.
Oh, this
that's
whole
not,
this whole country
insanity.
Is getting like that now.
You can't
Everybody
sue
is so sensitive
for being
about
called a name, you old bitch.
Did you hear what Kanye West did?
With this Kanye West?
Well, not just a Kanye thing, but he beat the shit up. He beat the shit out of a guy who called called Kim a N-word lover. Like she was going into doctor's office.
Way to prove the point.
But what I'm saying is, like, just talking about not suing, but how people just can't, whatever, you know, and not saying that was the right thing to say, but it's just a thing to say, and so anybody has the right
He's
to say what
the
they want.
He's not the first to say that.
I know. And then then she called Kanye, he came over to the doctor's office, found the guy in another waiting room, and just pummeled him, beat the shit out of him.
And now what's happening?
Probably getting
that
sued.
That guy's going to be rich.
Yeah. But all because Kanye
would
couldn't
you
say,
let...
you know what, fuck that guy, so what, whatever, honey.
Would
He's
you get
idiot.
The shit beat out of you by Kanye in order to sue him? Like, for that amount of money that you'd get out of that?
No.
Would it be worth it?
No. I would it be worth it?
I'd be like, fuck yeah.
If Kanye happened to beat Kanye. Me up, I'd sue him, but I wouldn't do anything to instigate it.
Oh, I would. Can I do it on your show?
Sure. Instigate Kanye on
Kanye.
My show.
Kanye. Kim ain't
wait, hold on.
But
hold on real quick. Before you go, little disclaimer. Yo, KK, I know you guys are listening. I know we're all friends. This isn't coming from me.
Would he fly here and beat my ass? I'm scared now.
If like Kanye and me
if
are
Kanye
friends.
Do you think he would come?
It'd be great if we get an email. Yo, this is Kanye.
Him.
I'm a big fan of What's for Dinner. Who that motherfucker saying shit about me?
I'm a big fan of Flipping Off. Flipping Off.
Flipped
oh,
off.
God.
Flipped off, babe.
Flipped off.
So anyway, long story short, Graham called me one night. I was walking out of the improv, and he called me one night, and he goes, and he's like, you will do this, and you will do that, and you're gonna do that, and you don't fucking, like, yelling at me, and I just went and hung up on him and put it in my pocket, and he calls me back, and he's like, you just fucking hang up on me? And I go, yeah, no one's gonna call and just yell at me. Like, I don't care who you open for. And that's what I said to him, and then I hung up again.
Oh,
and he called
shit.
Me back, and he called me back, and he's like, we're fucking done. And he sends me an email the next day that says, this email hereby terminates our agreement for the recording, production work. I'm not affiliated with you or any of your actions and your program. Graham Elwood, CEO of Palm Strike Industries. And I just wrote back, you sending a thing one way doesn't make it a contract or a binding anything. Patrick Melton, CEO of Patrick Melton. He just hates me because I just rub. Like, he's so
You're
stupid.
You're a button pusher, man.
Yeah, but he's retarded. To be afraid of a lot. Like, we were working well together, and I was knocking this thing out of the park for you, and I had hours invested in it. And by the way, I'm pretty sure you still took the last edit I sent you and put it out as your fucking album. And if I wanted to, I could get your album, prove that it's a match for a recording that I have, and sue you if I give a fuck about any of this, really, because I think that's what you did, because it was done. But, no, I just, there's no reason to, like, be that way and talk to people that way.
So,
and
wait,
it's like
so
this
you're saying,
weird,
so-
it's this weird, like, phony, like, afraid, he's a pussy.
I think, I mean, and look, I'm not involved in that scenario.
You're,
I don't,
you're a
I'm,
pussy.
I'm not, fuck
I'm
you, I'm not
kidding.
A pussy. I don't know Graham well. I know Graham in the comedy world
he's
and everything.
He's a great opener for Doug Benson.
See, I always get along with him. I think he's a nice guy. Again, I don't have this experience or anything with him.
Yeah, of
but
course.
All, but what I'm saying is,
yeah,
that it just seems to me, but I do see what you're saying as far as, he gives off this kind of vibe, but
needy,
I think that's just
like,
who he. You know, he was a game show host for a couple of years.
He did great.
But he's inherently a game show host. That's just his personality, I think.
That's fine. And again, you will never have a problem with him, and most people won't. And most people, when he was like, "Lay it off, give her the pictures," and would have ended it. I'm insane. I'm not.
Well, that's the other thing. You're just.
I'm not unaware of that. I'm not going to be pushed around by people either. I'm not going to be told, "Don't do this on your podcast because you're working on my album as a side project favor where you're not making shit." By the, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck do you think you are, like, to do that to people? And I'm not gonna just sit there and act like it didn't happen. I'm gonna make it a thing.
Well, that's you. That's everybody.
I'm gonna brew
up
a giant
scenario.
Cauldron of awkwardness, and guess what? I'm comfortable in that shit, and you're gonna fucking just
by the
fade
way
out
over the cauldron like you're a witch. Yeah. What would your incantation be?
Get like, the what?
Like, you know, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
toil,
yeah.
Toil.
Yeah, yeah. No,
double,
I don't. I wouldn't have one. I would just be.
Honey, what do you think his incantation would be?
I'll get you, Graham Elwood, and your little dog, too.
That's not one.
I don't know.
No, I am not. Look, it's just, that's what it is. He took it to, like, we're enemies, and it was just like, really? It was just insane.
On a lighter note, flippedoff.com is available.
I doubt it.
It is. I just looked it up. It's ready to buy. Not Flipped Off Podcast, just flippedoff.com.
I doubt it.
Look it up! Go look it up. I just looked it up.
Well,
where'd you look it up at?
I just went to Safari and I just typed in.
Oh wow, you're so. This,
go buy that.
By the way,
Slip, she's so not smart.
What do you mean?
She's
somebody owns that and has that site up, and it's gonna that domain's gonna cost you a ton. It is owned by someone. That's not just a generic like,
I don't know.
For sale message.
Well, then Flipped Off Podcast. I don't know. It told me that it's for sale and able to be bought.
It's a honey.
It
that's
is.
Not gonna
if
happen
you
right
have
now.
Have all the money you need.
But thank you for looking.
Also, that's a horrible podcast.
Well, speaking of horrible things.
Oh, here we go. FlippedOffPodcast.com.
Okay.
Bam. Speaking of horrible things, you have always.
I like
segue.
That. You
I have
that
to
Mac
have some kind of segue.
You're
but
so slick over there.
I know I got a Mac now. It's time for the Skippy Green Show.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
I just picture you alone making these songs.
Melton.
Oh, hey. Did you get a message there, Skippy?
I sure did.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, Pat. Patrick Melton. Not just your name, but what you say after 1 minute of cardio. All right. Nothing?
What I say?
Patrick,
Melton.
Patrick Melton.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If he was a robot as well? Patrick, or a caveman?
All right, you're getting muted. All right, Patrick.
Stop muting me.
Stop saying stupid shit.
I love that you can upset her that much by muting her.
Watch
I would
this,
never
watch.
Stop.
You're muted now. What are you going to do?
If you mute me, I'm just like, cool.
All right. You're unmuted, whore. Get back on there. All right, you ready, Patrick?
Yeah.
You know how this works. I'm going to... Buzz your fucking microphone. I'm going to ask you a question. You got to answer it in 10 words exactly. Not 11, Allison.
Not 9.
But 10 words exactly. You ready?
Yeah.
if you
want to know
could
the
fuck,
real deal about the three,
could fuck Graham Elwood with any household appliance, what would it be and why? Allison will you be your fingers. All right, where you going? I'll be your fingers. Deuce, aliens are landing.
I'd ram him so hard with my metal food dehydrator.
You didn't answer the why part, but I don't think we need it. That was pretty damn good.
It's okay. The Skippy Green Show. Is this the worst show you've ever had?
So
no, is this my worst performance ever?
On my show, or
if Darren laps me now.
Would you stop being in competition with Darren?
No, I can't. I like Darren.
I do too.
Darren's another guy I had a weird falling out thing, but I made it right, I think.
Oh, good.
We're not nearly as close as we were anymore, but we're cordial.
Well, Darren's actually taking me to Missouri with him next week.
I like Darren.
Yeah, me too.
I think Darren's a nice guy. I think
Darren's a great guy.
When he finds himself, he'll be happy.
I think Darren is finding himself well, and it's fun. We're actually both in that kind of point in our lives when we're having that little next step.
I think
step.
He's going through something. He's got a metamorphosis on his hands.
I think we always are. We're always changing.
Oh,
we're always
God,
evolving.
I hope not.
You will
Me,
see.
I'm just going to be looking good, slaying puss.
Slaying puss?
Yeah, crushing
some banana. Where are you going to be crushing late? So what do you got coming?
I got nothing, I'm telling you.
So we talked about it on the show, but recap. You got the marathon show on NLO.com, NobodyLikesOnions.com. Great podcast.
I'm really focusing on the Bitcoin stuff a lot. I'm actually going to go to Europe again this year for probably – I went for a month last year.
Nice.
And I'm going to try to go for 2 months this year, and I'm trying to get a couple manager-type people over there to get me on some stuff.
Very nice, man.
So I hope to do comedy over there. There's like these big Bitcoin conventions over there. And I can travel and pay for plane tickets and shit using Bitcoin.
Insane.
Which, again, I took my cousins out to a steakhouse with a gift card that I bought for Bitcoin at like one of these nice steakhouses in Texas. And $250 dinner for the three of us that I was able to pay for with Bitcoin. And I would never spend that much on dinner, like going out. So, like, I put $400 in. I went to a gambling site. I won a bunch of Bitcoin. And so, like, I just have a bunch of Bitcoin.
Can we have some Bitcoin?
No. No.
Well, you're an asshole.
It costs $800 per Bitcoin.
Yeah. Here's what you do. You go to, anything.
We'll listen to your Bitcoin podcast. What's it called?
Oh, God.
What's it called?
Coinsider This. I knew you would like it. Pretty good?
That's me applauding. That's pretty,
pretty
good.
Good.
Wait, I don't get it. Say it again? I didn't hear the words.
Coinsider yourself. Informed.
Coinsider this. Instead of consider, coinsider. Bitcoin.
It's a Bitcoin podcast.
Coinsider that.
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I thought it was really clever.
I think it's very clever. It's not quite flipped off.
Sometimes I'll be like promoting something I've done on Reddit, though, and somebody will go like, Coinsider. You just see them hate it.
Well, as we all know, you don't give a shit about anybody else. So
come on.
What? It's true, though.
I think you and I have grown as friends.
Aww. Yeah. You two should.
You're
we don't really ever
Patrick.
Hang out.
You know we
you
love
know,
you.
You know what? We don't ever really hang out.
I know, and I only run into you at Fresh and Easy.
Yeah.
You never come over and play. Because
that's my nickname.
Well, we'll start hanging out a little more.
Let's do like it. This. Let's do something. Let's go do karaoke.
Oh, you're talking to the King and Queen. Well, we'll talk about that off because we're out of time now.
No.
We got to set up for the next week's show.
No. I get some Eddie Ifs time, Griffin.
Eddie
I almost said Eddie Griffin.
Eddie
Listen. Okay.
Actually, Eddie texted me. He's stuck in terrible traffic, quote
unquote. Thank you for having me on again, Flip. And I promise next time it'll be better. I came in here with a little heavy heart today.
Well, you know
we'll
what?
We'll talk about that.
Well, that's what this show is very, very
forgiving.
Loose, so
It's forgiving, yeah. too.
Next time you come on, you're going to be going to come out with sunshine shooting out of your ass.
Yeah, I tried, I tried to set the mood with fun glasses, but...
Yes, he wore very Allison glasses.
Oh, man.
And speaking of Allie, what do you got coming up, baby?
What do I have coming up? I am doing a few shows. And when is this airing?
This is airing on the today, which is the 21st.
Ooh. No, today's the 21st. Okay, of course. Actually, tonight, then, you could see me at two shows in Burbank. I'll be playing good old Flappers
in
Burbank.
I'm going to go. I'm just going to go. I'll buy a ticket.
It's in the Yoo-Hoo room at 7:30.
Excuse me, I'm here to do a program. I am a customer.
Let her talk.
Okay. And no, it's okay. And then also at the office bar and grill because I play the big rooms.
Yes, you're on
the
fire.
10 o'clock show on the same Tuesday night. Tonight. Same tonight. Yes.
Where's the office?
In Burbank.
Oh,
Books that
on Burbank.
The office manager.
Boulevard. Hang on, I gotta find out.
The office manager.
Look up the office in Burbank.
Excellent.
I can plug my Twitter.
And oh, well, you're at PMelt, right?
Yeah, PMelt.com, PMelt on Twitter. Look, I'm doing a lot of stuff. Okay, just because I'm not in your town,
Patrick. I never said
I have an app.
I know. I'm really impressed by that. You have an app. That's like
search
that's
for
like PMelt. You're famous.
If you search PMelt on iTunes, I have raps. I have an app.
Why aren't we making songs together?
We are. As soon as Flip leaves town, we're going to make beautiful music.
You guys do some stuff together. And wait, your Twitter, baby. What's your Twitter?
At Allison Comedy, which is all is on comedy.
And that's also your website, right?
Yep, Allison Comedy.
All is on.
That's how she likes to say it.
All.
My website is also nobodylikesme.com. That's not a joke. That will really take you to PatrickMelton.com.
Nobody likes you.
I tried to get that domain.
Bought that
name.
One forever ago.
You know what I love about you is your optimism.
No, that's real, though. That is a real website. And if that doesn't, you know.
Check out Patrick at NobodyLikesMe.com. And then
there's also FlipEatShit.org.
No, I got rid of that.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was paying for that. I'm like, that was a joke.
I picked it up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Take it.
I redirected it to that
But you
pilot.
Can check me out at flipisfunny.com, whatsfordinnerpodcast.com, and...
He's so mad that it's out of time. Like, what's the barrier? Like, who's staying? He acts like he's got a producer in the booth going, wrap it up, we are over.
No, I like to keep it around an hour.
You're
and we're
insane.
At an hour, past an hour.
Who cares? If we're,
why don't you
if
throw the people a treat? But the way you're rushing is just insane.
Because I'm trying to keep control right now, and like
that's so crazy.
Why is it crazy?
This universe can't be filtered.
Let the show happen.
The show is happening, but
at
this point, most people are like,
"All
right, you want to keep you want to keep the people wanting more."
The people who made it this far are on board.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something. This was one of the worst stinkers I've ever thrown out there. If you made it this far, you're like. I could take some more of that. They're the people who eat dog shit and go like, I mean, like if it was in a taco.
I don't even know what that meant.
I know what.
No,
I
by
sort
all
of,
means,
I sort
end
of know
it.
What you meant.
Exactly.
Oh, you're so funny. You both are funny. Back to your corners, boys. I'm gonna turn this car right around, and there's gonna be no ice cream.
I told you could split it in half, and then I'd tie Darren.
You tie Darren? Stop competing with Darren Carter. You're not Darren Carter.
I can't. I've been dyeing my hair red.
He's basically saying...
Just the pubes.
He's basically saying that every time we're here and hanging out, that we should just be recording it
so
that it can be doled out to the community.
We're taking fans after NLO week, after my Super Bowl party. The next day, we're driving to Tijuana, and we're going to stay for like a week, like a group of fans. And we're just going to go apeshit. I've never been to Mexico.
I've never been there either.
Flip, you got to come.
How many years have you been doing Nobody Likes Onions?
No.
Nobody Likes Onions? Yeah. It's 10 years, and it'll be our 1,000th show.
10 years. That's pretty brilliant. So you have like solid, how many listeners do you have?
Like at least 4 grand.
Wow.
We're about at 80.
But these 4 grand, they've been with you for 10 for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's got great fans. His show is
They're really not supportive anymore, and I can see that in my attitude. But
you're just a dick.
No, this show's going to be bad. I haven't really promoted it. Like I said, I don't have a venue yet. It's going to be. Why are we still rolling?
Because you were the one that said,
no, this is horrible. You should have ended it. Why don't you
I know.
Control?
Let me
all right, everybody.
Do this.
Why don't you have
all?
Control of your show?
We love you
okay,
all.
You're both getting muted now. So, guys, thanks so much for coming to the... I muted them because I have to keep control. But like I was saying, this week I'll be with Darren Carter at Deja Vu in Columbia, Missouri. Honey, get
there's
off my
so
mic.
Much. There's so much happening.
Oh, you bitch. Oh my God. And Deja Vu in Columbia, Missouri. Next week I'll be at Flappers on the 29th and the 30th in Claremont at Flappers. And then I'll be going back to Sweden doing shows in Stockholm and Gothenburg somewhere between February 14th and the 22nd. And also, yesterday, very exciting, I shot my episode of the Nick at Night sitcom Instant Mom.
Shut up.
Which was amazing. More information when I know more about when that's going to air, but it was really fucking cool, and I'll talk more about that next week with Eddie. So until then, now your mic's back on if you want to say anything, Patrick. I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening and playing around with us this week. And thanks again to Patrick Melton and Allison Weber of Skippy Green. Bye.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.